Nolte, Mean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg is Terrible at Christianity. By John Nolte on May 8, 2019. Mean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg is so terrible at Christianity he reminds me of a sitcom character. Secular Hollywood's version of a pious prig who continues to put his foot in his own sanctimonious mouth. Actually, he reminds me of Frank Burns. All that's missing is the laugh track. This is what he told the Today Show Monday. I think it's also important that we stop seeing religion used as a kind of cudgel as if God belonged to a political party. If he did, I can't imagine it would be the one that sent the current president into the White House. In the first sentence, the mean little mayor says religion should not be used as a cudgel. And in the next sentence he turns religion into baseball bats spiked with poison nails to bludgeon President Trump with. This isn't the first time Buttigieg has pulled this clumsily transparent rhetorical trick. Check this out from last month. I'm reluctant to comment on another person's faith. But I would say it is hard to look at this president's actions and believe that they're the actions of somebody who believes in God. I just don't understand how you can be as worshipful of your own self as he is and be prepared to humble yourself before God. I've never seen him humble himself before anyone. I'm reluctant to comment on another person's faith. But let me spend the next 4 weeks calling everyone a terrible Christian except for me. 'Cause I'm an amazing Christian who lives like Jesus. And, hey, remember that time Jesus told all those lies about Mike Pence? Buttigieg fancies himself a Christian, and I'm not here to examine what's in his heart. His sincerity is unknowable, but he is terrible at practicing the faith. I mean, truly terrible. Christians are supposed to strive to be like Christ, and while we all fall short, through his actions Buttigieg has proven himself to be a lying bully and a total prick. Did Christ tell Buttigieg to lie about Vice President Mike Pence? A lie so brazen even the phony fact-checkers at the Washington Post could not find a way to make it true? Nevertheless, we conclude there is little evidence that Pence supported conversion therapy. The Post was forced to grudgingly report after the mean little mayor ran around for weeks lying like Joe Azuzu about Pence's support for conversion therapy. Did Christ tell Buttigieg to launch his presidential campaign by bullying everyday evangelicals and Pence, a man who has never said an unkind word about him? A man who treats everyone with respect and dignity? Look at this and this and this and this. Look at all this. And that's a point worth stressing. This mean little liar isn't just attacking the powerful. He's also a wannabe theocrat attacking everyday Christians who aren't acceptable Christians. But in Mayor Pete's theocracy you will accept gay marriage, open borders, and bigger government. It's something that frustrates me because the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Here you have somebody that not only acts in a way that's not consistent with anything I hear in scripture or church where it is about lifting up the least among us and taking care of strangers, which is another word for immigrants, and making sure that you're focusing your efforts on the poor. Also personally how you're supposed to conduct yourself. Yes, the small man with a log in his eye is going to tell us how to conduct ourselves. Buttigieg also believes his marriage is more traditional than Trump's marriage. If somebody who wants to raise the question of which one of us has the more traditional attitude on marriage, we can have that fight, he told MSNBC last week. He knows he's married to a guy, right? Listen, normally I would never dream of bringing this up. If mean little Mayor Pete believed in lowering taxes, killing terrorists, securing the border, and protecting religious freedoms, I would vote for him if he were married to six bikers, a bottle of tequila, and a moon rock. Honestly, I could not care less. But I do care when someone lies about the faith. When a hypocritical and self-righteous snake oil salesman twists and weaponizes the faith into something unrecognizable as a means to become the most powerful man in the world. Good grief, Buttigieg is openly blaspheming God by blaming God for his sin. During one of his attacks on Pence, Buttigieg actually said the following. That's the thing that I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you have a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my Creator. It's hard to face the truth that there were times in my life when, if you had shown me exactly what it was inside me that made me gay, I would have cut it out with a knife. Once again he is cynically attacking a straw man, pretending to defend himself in a fight he started, but that is the least of it. Read his quote again because what we have here is a man strutting around playing the perfect Christian as he publicly blames God for his sin. Forget about the insufferable self-regard, the self-righteous moralizing, which is beyond creepy and off-putting. and likely explains his stall in the polls. Buttigieg is living his life in defiance of God and blaming God for that defiance. The more important question, though, is do we regret it when we fall short? Do we repent? Good Christians sin. Good Christians fall short. Good Christians give in to temptation. Good Christians sometimes do terrible things. But good Christians also feel shame, regret, guilt, and an overwhelming desire to repent and ask for another chance. Mean little Mayor Pete, though, is not only sure he's a better Christian than everyone else. He blames God for his sin, a brazen act of blasphemy I have never before seen from a public figure. Imagine if Bill Clinton or John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson or Franklin Roosevelt blamed their adulterous affairs on God for giving them a strong libido. Now imagine Trump saying such a thing. Imagine Trump lording his Christianity over everyone else. That's how outrageous Buttigieg sounds. A brazen liar, a hypocrite, a theocrat, a bully. Mean little Mayor Pete might be a Christian, but he is truly terrible at it and needs our prayers, even though he probably doesn't believe he needs them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.